The Park City Council meets in work session Thursday at 4 o'clock to discuss the budget. City Budget Manager Nate Rockwood says the council has two options before them: whether to ask residents to support a $50 million bond or a $55 million bond to pay off the owners of Treasure Hill. The council has already identified up to $9 million in cuts to reduce the total purchase price, but Rockwood wants to know if the council wants to cut even more from road and other infrastructure projects. Once that decision is made, he says his team can adjust the capital budget to either delay or defer projects.
We're still in between the 55 and the 50 and really just waiting until we get input and make the final budget. But, you know, we put the option of this is what 55 would be. This is what a 51 would be. These are the projects that you'd, you know, defer, some of these Old Town Street projects that we would defer, you know, the lower sidewalks on Main.
The capital and general operating budgets are really the only sources the council can use to reduce that bond amount. Rockwood says the water fund is off limits, and he doesn't think the council wants to reduce services that residents and tourists expect.
When you look at cutting staff, you get some little returns on that. I think that the quality of service is pretty high, and I think people expect that to be high. So, you know, you say, oh, well, you should be cutting staff until you come in and you want a building permit or something like that. And then you're saying, why don't you have enough staff to turn my building permit around right away? So we are really trying to take this balanced approach of keeping the level of service for the core of the city and the resort economy and everything balanced. And, you know, we're really looking at Treasure as this is an opportunity for the community to decide what kind of community it is.
Next year's budget shows a $1.6 million increase for new staff and increasing staff salaries. More than $1 million of the total increase for personnel requests are for personnel in the transportation, operations, and parking departments in order to increase service for transit routes and parking within Park City. Even though personnel is the most expensive part of running the city, reducing staff isn't being considered. City Manager Diane Foster says the staff will receive a pay increase according to the pay plan, which is based on what other Utah cities are paying their employees.
The pay plan went to council on May 3rd in a public hearing, and there are some increases in some areas and there are not in others. And there are many staff at the city who, because of their longevity, have maxed out on their salary, and we don't increase it because they've been here longer.
However, should voters approve the bond, Rockwood says they don't want to overwhelm residents with both the additional debt and higher fees. The staff, he says, is now recommending that the council reduce the proposed 6% water rate increase to just 3% for next year, which will hopefully keep residents' living expenses somewhat more affordable. Rockwood says Park City, with its high assessed valuation due to the number of both expensive and second homes, the city enjoys more bonding capacity and qualifies for lower interest rates. He's confident that even though the city has outstanding bonds to pay off and multi-million dollars in bonding for future water projects, the city is being financially smart with its bonding decisions. The city council meets in work session starting at 4 o'clock Thursday. The budget is scheduled to be formally adopted June 21st. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.